This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles. A new book due out next month argues that the U.S. is losing the war on terror and that it is the fault of senior officials who have, quote, delayed action, downplayed intelligence, ignored repeated warnings, and generally behaved as moral cowards. The book is titled Imperial Hubris. It's written by an active senior CIA officer. NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly has reviewed the unpublished manuscript and spoke with the author earlier this morning.
His name is Mike. He writes as anonymous, and we've been asked not to give his last name. Mike used to run the CIA's Special Bin Laden Unit, and he's got nearly 20 years' experience in counterterrorism. Mike, let's start with your central premise that the U.S. is losing the war on terror. Why do you think that?
I think we haven't yet come to grips with the nature of our enemy. We continue to describe Bin Laden and those who think and act like him as gangsters and criminals and terrorists, and I'm afraid the movement Bin Laden personifies is much larger and much more lethal than we have so far been willing to accept.
Now, in your view, the consequences of that are stark. You write that you're certain al-Qaeda will attack the continental U.S. again, that its next strike will be more damaging than September 11th, and could include use of weapons of mass destruction. That implies you think al-Qaeda may be perhaps even stronger today than before 9/11.
Well, it's certainly been damaged to some extent. The American clandestine service has been spectacularly successful in its efforts against al-Qaeda, but al-Qaeda is basically an insurgent organization that's very, very large and sophisticated and experienced. It's been in existence for 20 years almost. We're being attacked by al-Qaeda and people associated with al-Qaeda, not because of who we are or what we think or how we live or our democracy. They're not eager to eliminate our rights or freedoms or liberties or change our laws. They're attacking us for what we do, our presence on the Arabian Peninsula, for example, our support for Israel, our support for Russia and Chechnya, our presence in Iraq and Afghanistan. All of these things are what motivates our enemies, not our democracy. That's a message that really needs to be delivered to the senior-most levels of the government.
If I understand correctly what you're writing, you would counsel U.S. leaders to go even more on the offensive than has already been done. Despite all the efforts in the war on terrorism, you're saying that the U.S., and I'll quote here from your book, needs to proceed with relentless, brutal, and blood-soaked offensive military actions until we have annihilated the Islamists who threaten us.
I think that's exactly right, not because that's the best thing to do or that's the admirable thing to do, but primarily because we have left ourselves with only that option. People in the Middle East, Muslims generally, are not listening to us. They don't regard us as an honest broker, for example, between Israel and Palestine. They more or less consistently view us as the enemy of Islam.
But doesn't that strategy, the kill people and just keep on killing them so there aren't any left to fight you, doesn't that run the risk of increasing hatred of the U.S., of creating two more terrorists for everyone that's killed?
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, you can't just sit and take the attacks. I'm not, a warmonger. All I'm saying is that our ability to defend ourselves today is limited in the fields of diplomacy, public diplomacy, and economics. We have left ourselves the military option, and if we want to protect Americans, it may be necessary to employ that option more aggressively.
To play devil's advocate, I'm sure the Bush administration would counter that they're not just sitting and taking it. President Bush and other officials have said that more than two-thirds of the senior al-Qaeda leadership is now killed or captured, and there has not been an attack on U.S. soil since 9/11. Surely somebody must be doing something right.
Oh, I think there is a lot of people doing things right, but it's a dangerous mistake to assume that what we have done has prevented them from attacking us in this country. It may have helped. It may have delayed things, but I think the potential is still there and should be considered very seriously.
Mike, we've been asked to use his first name only, is the author of Imperial Hubris, Why the West is Losing the War on Terror. It'll be in bookstores July 15th. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.